Legal and disclaimer. The information contained in this book is not designed to replace or take the place of any form of medicine or professional medical advice. The information in this book has been provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. The information contained in this book has been compiled from sources deemed reliable, and it is accurate to the best of the author's knowledge. However, the author cannot guarantee its accuracy and validity and cannot be held liable for any errors or omissions. Changes are periodically made to this book. You must consult your doctor or get professional medical advice before using any of these suggested remedies, techniques, or information in this book. Images used in this book are not the same as that of the actual book. This is a totally separate and different entity from that of the original book, titled Stealing Fire. Upon using the information contained in this book, you agree to hold harmless the author from any against any damages, costs, and expenses, including any legal fees potentially resulting from the application of any of the information provided by this guide. This disclaimer applies to any damages or injury caused by the use and application, whether directly or indirectly, of any advice or information presented, whether for breach of contract, tort, negligence, personal injury, criminal intent, or under any other cause of action. You agree to accept all risks of using the information presented inside this book. You need to consult a professional medical practitioner in order to ensure you are both able and healthy enough to participate in this program. The book at a glance. There's an immense revolution going on right now, but most of us are not even aware of it. This is the starting thesis by Stephen Kotler and Jamie Wheel in Stealing Fire: How Silicon Valley, the Navy SEALs, and Maverick Scientists are Revolutionizing the Way We Live and Work. In this book, the authors offer an in-depth history and analysis of mankind's old-age quest for ecstasies, enlightenment, flow, and peak performance. For years, they worked with, collaborated, and experimented with the most well-known people who are at the front lines of this ongoing revolution. To provide you with an idea as to what to expect from this book, here is a quick overview of its contents. Part 1. Ever since the dawn of time, mankind has always been pursuing ecstasis. From the ancient Neanderthals who lived in secluded caves in France to modern-day soldiers stationed in Afghanistan, ecstasis has always been something that they've been craving. Although the goals of people in achieving ecstasis are often different, the experiences are usually the same. Ecstasis offers enlightenment, freedom, and a feeling of oneness with the universe. It's powerful, it's potent, and can be addicting. The quest for altered states for consciousness is already an all-too-common aspect of daily living in all corners of the world. Kotler and Wheel did the math, and they estimated that's an industry worth $4 trillion a year. They refer to this as the altered states economy. This economy matters because it's offering a gazillion ways for us to understand how our bodies and brains work. It's simple. If we can harness the power and potency of ecstasis to make our lives better and our work more enjoyable, then why don't we? But it's easier said than done. Part 2. In this section of the book, Kotler and Wheel discuss the four main forces of ecstasis. These are psychology, neurobiology, pharmacology, and technology. These are the fields of scientific inquiry that are leading the charge towards the quest for the ultimate ecstasis. These fields have already accomplished a lot, but there are still many things that need to be done. The good news is that the number of scientists and researchers in these fields who are interested in altered states are continually growing. The more experts working on the topic, the better it will be for mankind. The people in these fields don't necessarily work as independent researchers. In most cases, they collaborate and exchange ideas. For example, a psychologist can collaborate with a neurobiologist, or a pharmacologist can work hand-in-hand with a geek in Silicon Valley. Kotler and Wheel interview dozens of these professionals, and their works often intersect each other. Part 3. In this section, Kotler and Wheel offers a warning that ecstasis, or the quest for it, has its own dark side. Not everything is perfect, meaning there will always be flaws. In their words, there's a crack in everything. For example, there are certain negative consequences that can be caused by the four attributes of ecstasis. To recall, these attributes are selflessness, timelessness, effortlessness, and richness. For instance, selflessness can cause people to lose sight of their human limitations to the point that they get harmed or even die during ecstasis. With that said, we should all